think you're all listening in. Steady, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii brings you Al Pierce from Hollywood.
Good evening, all. Greetings from California, the home of the stars. But the only stars at home in this kind of weather is Donald Duck. When that script was written, it was raining. All the rest have gone to Florida for the skiing. Egad! There he goes again! More jokes about the California weather. There ought to be a law against those weather gags. Well, Carl, if you don't talk about the weather, what else is there to talk about except old pineapple juice?
Oh, how about politics?
All right, politics then. Who do you think the Republicans will nominate for president?
Well, in Ohio, they want Taft.
Yes, but in California, the Chamber of Commerce always says it's Dewey.
Oh! Oh, there you go again. Gee whiz. Just like I said last week, when I get my own program, there won't be any jokes about the weather.
Well, Carl, I didn't think you were serious about getting your own program.
Yes, indeedy. And why couldn't I be? I've got talent and a bantu boot. My mother says I'm awfully cute. I can be dumb or I can be a smarty, and I'll get more laughs than the Republican Party.
But you can't do the whole show yourself. The radio stars cost money.
Well, I don't need any stars on my program. Well, I bet there's more talent right out here in this audience than there is up here on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take, for instance, that lady in the front row.
You take it.
You step up here on the stage.
Oh, me?
Yeah, come on. Don't be scared. Stay right up here. It's all right.
But I don't have a great deal of talent. You see, my husband is the actor in our family. Come up here, Henry, dear.
Yes, my love. Here I am, Hortense.
Now, listen, Carl Hoff, our bandleader, is looking for some good talent for a prospective radio show.
Yes. Well, you certainly are lucky. My husband is a regular born comedian, aren't you, Henry?
Oh, dear me, yes. I'm the most humorous fellow. 23 skidoo to you, kiddo.
You see, everything you say makes a joke out of it. He's a regular scream at parties.
I'll bet.
You should see him. He puts a pillow under his coat and makes out like he's a fat man.
Have you heard the story? Have you heard the story about the Scotsman who ran for the grocery store?
Yes, I have.
They do get around, don't they? Well, anyway, this Scotsman ran a grocery store, it seems. The man came in and bought some Dole pineapple juice and then ran out without waiting for his change, you see. But the Scotsman, being very honest, ran to the window and tapped on it with a sponge. Get it? Tapped on the window with a sponge. See, the sponge doesn't make any noise. And
hey, do you mind if I open a window? It's getting awful stuffy in here.
What's there?
Oh, Henry, you must tell him the joke you told the boys out at the Elks Club.
Oh, yes. This will kill you.
I feel bad already.
Well, it seems there were two men. And anyway, these two men. And one man's dead. And then the other man said,
wasn't that funny, Bo? Now tell him the other one, Henry. Mr. Pierce, you haven't heard anything yet.
You're telling me. No, I'm afraid we couldn't use you on the radio. Thanks for coming, just the same. All right, Carl, now what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to keep right on looking for talent. So you see that usher walking up and down the aisle?
Yeah.
I bet he can do something besides hush. Hey, usher, step on the stage for a minute, will you?
Coming right up, Mr. Hoff.
Carl Hoff seems to think that you might have some talent. What can you do?
Well, I play the guitar and sing real swell. I know over 5,000 songs from memory.
Oh, well, gee, that sounds... From memory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, how about doing it? You go to my head. Can you do it?
Okay. You go to my head, and you linger like a refrain. And I find you spinning my brain in a bottle of root beer. You go to my head, and you drink pineapple rind. You drink all the time on Sunset and Vine. thrill. The thrill of the thought that you might say hello. Hello. Cast a spell over me. Did I say to yourself? Too high. This is wrong by intent. Holding that over the part. You go to my head and smile till the temperature rises like April, May.
January, February, March, April, May.
And July. I'll kiss you and say goodbye. I'm not a ghost wearing pants. I'm romance. You go to my head.
Thank you very, very much for coming up here. That was very nice of you. Yeah, well, I'm sure I can find some better talent than that in our audience.
Well, never mind it just now, Carl. We've got our own program to think of. Go ahead and play something. Music. That was a peach of a number, Carl. You certainly know how to pick them.
And why shouldn't I, Al? You know, many's the time I've shinnied up a tree in our backyard and picked ripe peaches, and boy, did they taste good.
You betcha.
Of course, that's when I was a carefree, beardless youth.
Well, beardless youth or little shaver, I'll bet you know that nothing tastes quite so good as ripe fruit picked from the tree. Fruit that's been picked when it's green and allowed to ripen after it just can't hold a candle to it. The Dole pineapple people know that. And never pick their pineapples until they are fully ripened in that golden Hawaiian sunshine. And you know how those expert pickers tell when a pineapple is ripe? They tap on it, just as you do a watermelon. And believe me, those fellows know when those pineapples are perfectly ripened and filled with juice. That's why Dole pineapple juice tastes so good. And it's such a fine, wholesome drink for everybody. Youngsters or old folks, any time of the day.
Carrie, do you like that suit there, dear? Well, do you like that one over there? That looks like good, good. Well, how about that one over there on that dummy? Do you like that one?
I forgot to tell you. Tonight, Arlene Harris has Harry downtown buying him a suit of clothes.
Oh, for goodness sake, Harry. Do you mean to tell me after you drag me downtown now you're going to get cold feet? You don't want to buy a suit. Oh, no, you don't. You're coming right in here with me. Now, come on, right up these stairs. I know it's 6 flights up, dear, but they take $2 off for every flight, and I'm saving up for a fur coat. Well, now, listen, Harry. I don't mind you wearing your old trousers when you meet me, but at least you could put your suspenders on. What's that? The job of the pants is to cover the legs. Well, yours is falling down on the job, I'll tell you that. Oh, is that so? Well, if I did wear the pants in this family, believe me, I'd have them pressed more often. Look at those knees. You think they're getting ready to jump. Oh, what's that white spot on your trousers, Harry? That's you. Oh, my goodness, you do need a new suit, don't you? Oh, well, here's the clerk. How do you do? Oh, I'm all out of breath. My husband likes to... he'd like to have a new suit, please. Oh, just something for every day. I suppose you wear it every day for the next 5 years. Yeah, no, not one of those. They're too loud. Well, I think they're much too loud. They're not too loud. Well, they look like a California sunset with buttons. Well, I think good clothes should be seen and not heard. Oh, stop mumbling, Harry. I do not choose your clothes all the time. Why do you say that? All I ever pick are the pockets. Well, I don't care what you get, dear. Far be it from me, have any suit you want. I'm not going to influence you. Only don't take that one. Because I don't like it, that's why. What's this one here on the rack, dear? Try that on. Well, flip the jacket on. Oh, no, take it off. I don't like it. What'd you say, Claire? The sleeves fit him like a glove. I'll say they do. They come right down over his hand. Harry, don't be silly. Get up off your knees, dear. You're not on your knees. Well, then the coat's too long. Say, you look like Baby Sandy in Wallace Beery's overcoat. No, he doesn't want a blue serge suit. Because I don't like your blue serge suit. Well, it's no reflection on your store, mister. Reflection's on the seat of the pen. Absolutely. Now, Harry, I like this green one here, dear, and it'll be different from the one you're wearing. What do you mean it doesn't make a difference? It certainly does. Why buy a new suit if it doesn't look like a new suit? Listen, I was downtown the other day, and I met Lucille Wills and her husband. Well, you know Lucille Wills, the window dresser, you know, that never pulled her shades down. Well, anyway, I met she and her husband, and I said, my, your husband looks nice. He's got a new suit on. He said, no, he hasn't got a new suit on. Well, I said, there's something new about him. Oh, imagine my embarrassment if it was a new husband. No, he doesn't want that. Oh, that's terrible. No, I don't like the style of it. What's that? The material's imported from England. Is that so? The latest London cut. You don't tell me. It looks like it was cut during a blackout. No, I don't like it. Listen, what's this style here? A collegiate style. Oh, that's what I want you to have, Harry. Don't be silly. What's your age got to do with it? Listen, a person's just as old as they feel. Now, don't tell me you could feel as old as you look. Put it on and stop arguing. Well, pull the trousers on, too, dear. Now, that looks nice. How do those collegiate trousers feel? A little tight under the arms, isn't it? Now, don't you like that, Adam? Well, I do, too. Well, I think we'll take that one. Oh, Harry, don't be unreasonable. The clerk likes it, I like it, and Junior will be crazy about it. But you should consider Junior. After all, in a couple of years, he'll be wearing the suit. Well, don't be silly. It looks very nice. We'll take that. Now, Harry, that you've decided, dear, I think I'll run. I have to meet Maisie, you know. And for once in your life, you've made a very sensible choice. Now, you stay in paper, dear. I'll run along. And don't forget to give him a cuff in the pants, will you? Oh, thanks very much.
Clerk. This week we find him in a new business, operating a hot dog stand on a busy corner.
Hot dogs, stop and rest your hot dogs while you have a hot dog. How about a hot dog, lady? 5 cents and 10 cents.
What's the difference?
Well, for 10 cents, you get two.
I'll take one.
Okay, lady, here, I'll put some mustard on it.
Oh, you clumsy louse! You've spilled mustard all over me.
Gee, I'm sorry. What you doing now?
I'm scraping the mustard off my dress.
Oh, you don't have to do that. We got a whole jar full.
Hey, laddie, how much are your hot dogs?
5 cents apiece.
How much is the mustard?
The mustard is free.
Then shoot the mustard to me, John boy.
Every time somebody slams that door, this building shakes like Jack Benny's Maxwell. This place is positively unsafe. Look at that showcase. It couldn't hold 100 hot dogs without sagging in the middle.
Neither could you, lady.
And look at that sign, beware of the dog.
I didn't put that up there.
Well, who did?
The meat inspector.
Oh, get me out of here!
Hot dogs, hot dogs, anybody want a hot dog? I've got weenie, 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 weenie waiting for you.
Hiya, bud. I'm Butch McGurk from the Southside Hot Dog Protective Association. I'm incorporated. Where are you getting your hot dogs from?
In that showcase there.
Yeah, well, listen, Mug. From now on, you're getting your hot dogs from us, or else. I bump off plenty of guys like you.
Oh, yeah? One time I bumped off a guy like you.
You bumped off a guy? How?
He was riding behind me on a bicycle, and I went over a rock.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Well, from now on, you're getting your dogs from us. And tomorrow there'll be a truck drive up and leave a load of buns.
Will you be with him?
I said buns! Hey, wait a minute. Look who just drove up in front. Tuffy O'Toole from the north side. Trying to muscle in my territory. Now, look, Chowderhead. I'm going to hide behind the counter. And don't you tip him off that I'm here, see? Remember, I wouldn't think nothing of killing you.
I wouldn't think much of that either.
All right, now here he comes. And remember, you're getting your weenies from us.
Hiya, mug. I'm Tuffy O'Toole from the North Side Fraternal Order of Frankfurt Protectors. Where are you getting your hot dogs from?
From the South Side.
What?
From the South Side of the cow.
That's the end.
How'd you guess it?
Now listen, Bozo. From now on, you're getting your hot dogs from us. You want your customers to have protection, don't you?
People who eat our hot dogs get their protection from Ella.
Ella?
Yeah, Ella Kasselser.
And another thing. Who you getting your mustard from?
From a mustard plaster. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Now listen. You're getting your stuff from somebody and you're going to tell me who it is.
Oh, gosh. Golly whiz, what'll I do?
Don't give up the ship.
Who said that?
John Paul Jones.
Come on now, answer my question. Do you see this gun?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have it.
Well, you better keep it, you're going to need it.
Oh, so there is somebody else in here. Yeah, I see you, McGuire. Come on from behind that counter. I got you covered.
And I got you covered, too.
Somebody cover me, I feel a draft.
Yeah, we're going to shoot this out once and for all.
Okay. Right, you go ahead and send your sandwiches like nothing's wrong. Take that, O'Toole.
American cheese sandwiches, 10 cents.
Yeah, take that, McGuire.
American cheese sandwiches, 10 cents. American cheese sandwiches. American... Oh, gosh. Swiss cheese sandwiches, 10 cents. Well, little Wendell boy, Niles. Well, what's the matter, Wen? Are you lost? Is him lost, the poor little fella?
No, Al. I know where I am.
Then why are you calling Mama?
Well, because I have a message for all the mothers of America.
Well, I'm sure all the mamas are listening. So you go right ahead. What's the message?
Well, when children come home from school or running in from play and say they're hungry or thirsty, it's a problem sometimes to know just what to give them, particularly if it's only a short time until the regular meal. You don't want to take the edge off your children's appetites for the foods they should eat later, and yet their craving for nourishment should be satisfied. Here's where Dole pineapple juice is just a thing for those active children. It is the pure juice from pineapples ripened in Hawaiian sunshine. Not a thing is added. No preservatives, no flavoring, no sweetening. Dole pineapple juice is a good source of vitamins B and C and contains vitamin A. It is high and quickly available food energy. That's why it's so refreshing. For a beverage that is delicious and always wholesome, get Dole pineapple juice from your grocer or ask for it at Soda Fountain.
Well, here it is again, friends. The big moment of the week for Marie Green and her merry men. And I'm sure it's a big moment for our listeners, too. Marie's getting a nice hand as she steps out on the stage. Marie's number tonight is a brown bird singing.
Pineapple juice. account of love and the ground that ever knew. Sweeter songs of love than the ground.
Getting back to that radio program idea of yours, you'll never pick any performers out of an audience that can sing like Marie.
Oh, I don't know about that. There must be somebody out there with talent. Say, how about you, young lady?
Coming right up, pretty boy. I was hoping you'd call on me.
And what's your name, please?
Mirandy Potts.
Oh, that's nice. Are you talented?
I say, Lord, I've got more talent than a Razorback showed has bristles.
Well, you certainly were in a hurry to get up here. You even forgot your shoes.
Oh, I didn't. I got them right here in my hand.
Well, then, why aren't you wearing them?
What for? It ain't Sunday.
Well, that's a mighty pretty-looking dress you're wearing there, miss.
Yep, it comes from Saks.
Mm-hmm. Fifth Avenue Saks?
Tater Saks. Law, you ought to see me at the beach when the cowboys get a load of my figure in a bathing suit. They always serenade me.
What do they sing?
Funny Old Hills.
Well, tell me, do you do any kind of entertaining that's unusual, Mirandy?
Well, I play the piano with my feet.
Oh, you play the piano with your feet. Well, what do you do with your hands?
Hold them over my ears. I can't stand it.
Well, come, tell us. What else do you do?
Well, me and my partner sing songs, tell funny jokes, play the guitar, and I do some tightrope walking myself.
Tightrope walking? Do you use an umbrella?
Only out here in California.
Egad, another weather gate.
You'd better get your partner up here right away, Mirandy, before Carl changes his mind.
Come on up here on the stage, Z.
I don't answer, Brandy. I never answer.
So you're Mirandy's husband.
Yeah, could be. I'm Zeke.
You're Zeke?
Yeah, man, and if you were married to her, you'd be Zeke, too.
Stop your slurring me, Zeke, or I'll tell them how crazy you look when you're down on your knees to propose to me.
Sure I look crazy. Well, look at the crazy thing I was doing.
Now, you shouldn't talk to her that way, Zeke. See how pale she looks. She has a wan face.
One face like that is enough.
All right, let's cut out all this bickering. I want to find out what these people can do on the radio.
Hey, when you find out the dumbest or whoppity poppity. Why, I'll have you to understand, young man, I'm a real talk hillbilly. I got a gap.
You got a gap?
Yes, I got a gap paid before I would.
You'll get paid all right.
Do some of that poetry stuff, Zeke, like you done at the Orphrey House in Swivel Creek.
All right, let's hear one of your poems. Is it by Kipling?
It's by who?
Kipling. He said, you're a better man than I am.
He should know. No, this poem was written by my old friend, George Bernard Shapiro. Now, here's the poem. Ooh, how I would love to travel on the ocean, what's so blue. I would love to have a golden ship and on the rippling water sleep and have the waves sing me to sleep. That would be nice, don't you?
Now, look, that sort of thing will never get over. What the people want is something from the classics. Do you know Poe's Raven?
No, I didn't even know he was mad.
No. Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
Perched upon the bust of Pallas, cast a shadow on the floor. Suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping on my chamber door. Quoth the Raven, nevermore. Well, how'd you like it?
The Raven just laid on egg.
Looky here, I don't believe you people have ever been on the stage.
Is that so? You don't believe me, people? Why, we were canceled in Pitt Pittsburgh, Vicksburgh, Foxburgh, and Pittsburgh, Peoria, Astoria. Can you ask for anything more yet? From Luke Kepa, Duke, and Bob Wentz, Bazooka, Troy, Croy, and Hiroshi Mandaloy. Not to mention, mind you, Youngstown, Georgetown, Uptown, and Downtown Detroit, Beloit, Perilous, Machoit, Bigote, Dakota, South of Deboche, Hot Springs, Cold Springs, Indietop, the phone rings, Purdue, Peru, and I do mean you. And it's very lovely, lonesome time.
All right, Carl, speak up. You defend yourself. Do you want to hire these people or not?
Yes, come, Mr. Hart. Make up your mind. Yes, or could be. As you know, we'll work for $100 a week.
$100 a week?
Yes, yes.
Well, listen, I have a surprise for you. I'll pay $10.
$10 a week? You got a nice job. I got a surprise for you. I'll take it.
Well, friends, thanks for listening, and we hope you'll all be with us again next Wednesday night when we'll send you another program from California, the state that is now the reigning favorite.
Egad, another weather game!
Yes, Carl, but the real reigning favorite all over the country is Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii. Good night, friends.
Heard on this program are lyrics adapted from the song Beanie Beanie and sample music from the Music Box for You of 1921. This is Wendell Now, saying goodnight for Al Pierce, and this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.